David, what is some of the hints that you've got for doing business in China?
Well, good morning, Rod. Good morning, everyone. I've been doing business in China for the last 20 years, actually. So a lot's changed in that time, particularly in the last two or three years. So I suppose the good news for everybody is that you don't need to be a China expert to get started. You know, things have changed very quickly and you can get started now.
So we don't actually need you?
Well, you do need me, but what I'm saying, I suppose, is that because of the rapid rate of change, you know, everyone's learning as they're going along.
Sure.
But, of course, experience and history and track record make a big difference as well.
Yeah, and, of course, smaller businesses find it more difficult because you haven't got the resources of larger businesses. And you've got an association that's been put together to help SMEs. What's that? How does that help them?
Well, we set up the Australia-China SME Association really to be a platform to help small business in China and to start building some awareness amongst the small business community about some of the opportunities and some of the challenges. At the same time, we've built the same kind of platform in China with entrepreneurs and small businesses who are interested in Australia. So our plan over the next few years is to try and bring these two groups together to build relationships and to form some trust and to try and overcome some of the cultural challenges that you mentioned.
And has the free trade agreement made things a lot easier for small business?
Not a lot easier. It certainly helped businesses in certain sectors, particularly in the food and agricultural sector. But it certainly raised awareness of Australia, and that's definitely a good thing because many Chinese companies are now looking to access premium products out of Australia, which they trust because it comes out of a safe, secure and well-regulated environment.
So you're talking mainly like food and beverage there? Or?
Well, not only that. And in fact, my hope is that we can get a much broader engagement across the services sector. Lawyers, accountants, architects, marketing people who can basically export their capabilities and IP to China at a time when they're rapidly trying to grow their services sector.
And how does the one track, one road, what am I saying?
One belt, one road.
Belt, that's right. One belt, one road. How does that, what should people be aware of with that development going on at the moment?
Well, that's a big, very big vision of China to export their capacity, investment and capabilities across, you know, the sort of Central Asian, Eastern Europe region, right through to Western Europe. So to some extent, we're not really involved. I mean, it's broadly going across to Europe. But, of course, we have capabilities in Australia that could definitely form a part of that initiative. But it is pretty big, and it's probably not going to be that attractive to the SMEs here, more to the bigger end of town. And I hope we'll all get more engaged in that.
So, I mean, what's a couple of points that you can give SMEs or, you know, small businesses that are listening that might be thinking of exporting to China? What are some of the things they should do first, or what should they look out for?
Well, I think the first step is that if you want to do business in China, and China's a great opportunity, and it's a massive market. There's over a billion people there. There are 300 million people in the middle class. They have large amounts of money. They have a big market, and they're willing to pay premium prices for good quality products. So I hope everybody will be considering China now, because I believe every small business needs to have a China strategy. But having said that, it's not for everybody. And I think the first step is to say, are you genuinely interested in China or in Asia generally and China specifically? And if so, I think you need to start engaging in your Chinese community in Australia, which there are many, to start getting to understand their culture, getting to understand the way they communicate, the way they do business. And that's very easy because you can do it here on your doorstep.
Well, it sounds like a great idea, and certainly, if you're wanting to get that extra bit of business, there's a lot of people in China that could be a great market for you. So, look, thanks, David Thomas, for coming on. Just should mention that if you're interested in getting a bit more information, you can go to the website, which is acsme.com.au, which stands for Australia China SME Association, doesn't it? Yeah.
That's right, and membership is free. So,
the price is right, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Thank you, David Thomas, for coming and speaking to us on The Daily.
Thank you.